Hello and welcome everybody to the newest edition of our Sec Modcast. It's Harry here from Sec Change, and I'll be giving you an overview of all that's new in the world of smart energy code modifications. In this week's episode, we'll be covering off our newly raised draft proposals, modification proposals which have been sent out for consultations, and all of the outcomes from last week's panel meeting. So let's start with our new draft proposals this week. We have two for you, which are DP139, MVP and IVP dates for CHUTs. There are three issues this one looks at. The first issue is that comms hub stock compliance to CHUTs version 1.0, GBCS version 1.0 and GBCS 1.1 are held in volume, and this is unlikely to be installed before the IVP end date of the 31st of January 2021. The second issue relates to a requirement to upgrade or replace installed CHUTs version 1.1 or GBCS version 2.0 comms hubs by the 28th of February 2021, and GBCS 2.0 applicability period end date. The third issue focuses on the need to upgrade or replace installed CHITS 1.1, GBCS 2.1 comms hubs by 31st of May 2021, the CHITS 1.1 maintenance validity period end date. And DP140, comms hub stock transfer. Due to issues arising from COVID-19, SEC parties are looking to transfer excess comms hub stock. The DCC has proposed that the SEC parties who want to transfer this stock should be able to send it to SEC parties who are currently taking comms hub orders, rather than sending it to DCC as an unnecessary step, who will then send it on to other SEC parties. Both of these will be heading to the change subcommittee next week, so be sure to have your say before they proceed to panel. Next up, we have issued some consultations. The refinement consultations that have been issued this week are MP117, bulk comms hub returns. So DCC users need to send an individual service request to notify the DCC of each comms hub return. This can take a significant amount of time or effort when multiple comms hubs are requiring a return, which DCC users have advised is not a sustainable approach. So this modification will allow users to return comms hubs in bulk. MP128, gas network operator SMICI requirements. So gas network operators are required by the SEC to place their SMICI organization certificates in the SMICI repository and undertake SMICI and repository entry process tests. The proposer believes that this is an expensive process and provides no benefit to gas network operators since they do not receive alerts. So this modification seeks to provide gas network parties the option to place their organization certificate into the SMICI repository. And the modification report consultations that have been issued are SEC Modification Proposal 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs. So this modification proposes to amend the SEC and DCC systems to include the capability to update firmware over the air for prepayment meter interface devices and hand-connected auxiliary load control switches. And Modification Proposal 102A, which is power outage alerts triggered by an OTA firmware upgrade. So over-the-air firmware updates on some electricity smart metering equipment generates a power outage alert, and the DNO is unable to establish whether this is a real issue with the power to the premises or whether or not this was just a firmware update to this electricity smart metering equipment. An over-the-air firmware upgrade have been required to stop this from happening. So an informed industry agreement was reached to agree that ESME manufacturers would ensure their devices didn't exhibit this behaviour. So the proposal will look at delivering changes to SMETS2 and to CHUTS to ensure that this agreement is codified within the SEC. All of these consultations will close at 5 p.m. on Monday the 7th of September, so please submit your responses to the SEC Change inbox via sec.change@gemserve.com if you plan on responding to any of these consultations. And last but certainly not least, we have the outcomes from panel, which were baselining the February 2021 RID document. Modification Proposal 7 and Modification Proposal 102A mentioned earlier were approved, which has led to their consultations. SEC MP 15 was referred to panel from Change Board, where the panel voted via majority to overturn the Change Board decision and approve the modification. A 10 working day window is currently open for this decision to be referred to the authority. And SEC MP 67, which was agreed to be taken to the Change Board this month on the 26th of August. And that's all we have time for this episode. We'll be looking to keep regular updates through the modcast, giving you all the latest as it happens and what to look out for coming soon. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I've been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.